Daily Rest, Friday, March 15th, 2024. The devotion theme this week is Jesus Prays for You. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. John 17:20-21. Jesus prays for our unity. This is the second time Jesus prays for our unity in fellowship. In verse 11, he prayed for his Father to keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Then again in the verses for today. When we are sanctified by his word of truth, God blesses us with a unity of faith and fellowship. God has brought us together in this fellowship of true unity so that we can encourage and strengthen each other. When Jesus told Peter that he prayed for him, that his faith would not fail, Jesus added, "And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Luke 22, verse 32. Peter was overwhelmed with Jesus' love to restore him after denying him. He did not want to ever deny Jesus like that again. Jesus wanted him to share his experience of Jesus' love and forgiveness with other believers to strengthen them. That is what our fellowship is about. God urges, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Hebrews 10:23-25. Our unity in the Word is a tremendous blessing. Notice it is not only for our own strengthening, but that the world may believe that you sent me. When the world sees the love and care for each other that happens when there is true unity, they are drawn to discover what holds them together. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word, that in true unity of the Spirit we may strengthen and support one another in love. Amen. As you make your way into the weekend, a few thoughts to carry with you from this week's devotion theme. Jesus said, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Luke 12:32. We can be certain that Jesus' prayer for us will be granted, because God desires nothing more than to preserve you from the world and bring you to himself in paradise. Read Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14, and write the amazing spiritual blessings which God has graciously given to us through Jesus Christ. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.